is encouraging folks to get out the vote. We have a slight disturbance today with a visitor that hopefully will not be impacting turnout for our elections with some traffic impacts, but we feel pretty good. We've knocked a lot of doors, and we feel good with where we're at. Wisconsin Democrats are organized and ready to win this November. And today, we're one of 44 Democratic coordinated campaign offices across the state. Just last week, we saw the Republican National Committee has closed their Hispanic outreach office in Milwaukee, despite saying they would reopen it. And the space is now being turned into an ice cream shop. While Donald Trump and his MAGA allies are closing offices, President Biden and Wisconsin Democrats are reaching out to voters and organizing our winning coalition. As president, Donald Trump failed Wisconsin. And as a candidate, he's made it clear he doesn't care about us. Donald Trump has not visited Wisconsin since August of 2022. And he finally decided to take a break from his country club to come and visit Green Bay. Conversely, Jill Biden was here just a few weeks ago and has been here twice in the past year. Our office had a visit from Deb Haaland just a few weeks back to help kick off one of our canvasses. President Biden and the Democrats have consistently shown up for our city and state. And meanwhile, Donald Trump wants today and this election to be all about himself. But this November, Wisconsin voters will be making their voices heard, just like they did in 2020. All right, and now I will introduce Gordon Hintz, who is with the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Gordon, oh, there you are.
Well, thank you. My name is Gordon Hintz. I serve as the LESSET Director for the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. We're an affiliated with LIUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, who represent over 550,000 members across the United States and Canada. The Wisconsin Laborers District Council is made up of five local unions representing 9,000 skilled construction craft laborers across Wisconsin. Our members build roads and bridges, install sewer and water infrastructure, including lead lateral replacements, construct power generation facilities in both legacy and renewables, build the hospitals and schools in your communities, and we're working on connecting broadband to every resident in Wisconsin, thanks to Joe Biden. Our organization is first and foremost a jobs club, and we want and support leadership that deliver on the needs of our communities and the infrastructure, the needs of our members and the infrastructure needs of our communities. And from day one in office, President Joe Biden has delivered for our members. Joe Biden is the most pro-union and pro-worker president of our lifetime and has been a champion for working families over corporations his whole career. This is in stark contrast to Donald Trump, who was one of the most anti-worker presidents in history and who said unions are, quote, dues-sucking people, unquote. President Biden has worked across the aisle to pass historic legislation that invests in America, and that's exactly what's happening. We're bringing work, opportunity, and hope to people and communities across the country. In Wisconsin alone, President Biden's initiatives have resulted in over $6.3 billion for public infrastructure projects. This includes expanding high-speed internet access, ensuring clean water through investments in infrastructure, and improving roads, bridges, and public transit systems. These investments are creating jobs and revitalizing communities across the state. We are rebuilding this country's infrastructure, yes, but we are rebuilding our communities and creating life-changing opportunities for folks to have a career in construction, making a middle-class, family-supporting wage with great health insurance and retirement security working on these projects. This is in stark contrast to former President Trump. He told us in 2016 that he would stand with workers, but while in office, he did everything he could to weaken unions and working people. Under Trump's administration, the U.S. experienced a significant loss of manufacturing jobs, thanks in part to policies like the tax scam that incentivized companies to ship jobs overseas. Trump promised an infrastructure week, but it's President Biden that has delivered an infrastructure decade. Just last week, Wisconsin Utilities pledged to use union labor for clean energy projects, which would create 18,000 new union jobs. These are the types of opportunities that President Biden's leadership is bringing to Wisconsin. Donald Trump has demonstrated a disregard for Wisconsin's working families. His belated visit to the state will not change the fact that his policies would undermine the progress being made under President Biden. Trump's disdain for clean energy initiatives threatens to eliminate thousands of union jobs and stifle economic growth. The choice is clear. President Biden's commitment to working families and investment in America is creating real change right here in Wisconsin. So let us reject the failed policies of the past and embrace a future of opportunity and prosperity under President Biden's leadership. Joe's got our backs, and we've got his. Thank you. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Anna Igler.
My name is Dr. Anna Igler. It was back in September of 2020, and I was thrilled to be pregnant with my second child. I loved my baby the moment I saw my positive pregnancy test. I was 24 weeks at a safe point in my pregnancy. The ultrasound at my doctor's office was supposed to be routine. The images on the screen revealed a devastating reality. My daughter had microcephaly, a condition where the baby's head is much smaller than expected. And I knew the implications immediately. I'm an obstetrician, and I read ultrasounds every day. I had more testing that day to look for a cause. And 2 days later, my husband and I got the call that changed our lives forever. CMV, cytomegalovirus. This is a common childhood virus, and I must have had a primary infection unbeknownst to me early in my pregnancy. It's a rare cause of microcephaly. And what did this mean for my baby? My daughter's brain was severely and irreversibly damaged. No treatment could help her. Her prognosis is dismal. Severe cognitive impairment, seizures, deafness, possible blindness, and she could die in my womb. My heart was shattered. I loved and I wanted my baby. I had no good option. My husband and I made the excruciating decision to let her go, and we chose mercy. I had an abortion at 25 weeks in Colorado, a journey fraught with financial and emotional hurdles. And subsequently, when I tried to conceive again, I suffered from infertility. I underwent the long and emotional process of fertility treatments using in vitro fertilization, IVF. And I'm fortunate that it worked for me, and I had a healthy baby in 2022. My story underscores the complexity of this issue, and there are countless other stories out there like mine. Abortion is healthcare. Fertility treatments are healthcare. It's about compassion, autonomy, and the right to make decisions about our bodies. Politicians like Trump do not have the expertise, knowledge, nor understanding to make any decisions about our healthcare. Donald Trump, get out of my exam room. And get out of Wisconsin. We don't want you here. It's time for Wisconsin to dump Trump. He hasn't visited our state in almost 2 years, and he doesn't care about what Wisconsinites want, as we have shown overwhelming support for abortion rights and reproductive health care in our recent elections. He has proudly bragged that he was the one who got rid of Roe v. Wade and has called for punishing women who have had an abortion. And that means punishing people like me. As an OBGYN, when I see in the news that Trump plans to pass a national abortion ban with or without the help of Congress, I fear for the devastating effects this will have on my patients, my friends and family, and our entire country. We have already seen the devastating effect of the reversal of Roe v. Wade across the country, especially in states like Texas. Women's lives are at risk, and in some cases, with devastating consequences. When will the attacks on women stop? We can ensure reproductive rights by electing, by re-electing Joe Biden and Vice President Harris. President Biden and Vice President Harris are the candidates in this race who will protect a woman's right to choose. Abortion is a complex issue, as seen in my story. They are fighting to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade into federal law. President Biden has already signed executive orders to protect access to abortion, contraception, and the right to travel across state lines to access abortion care in the wake of overturning Roe v. Wade. Donald Trump. Nasty women like me, we do vote, and you should be very worried, as we will turn out by the millions come November. Thank you. Now I would like to introduce our Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski.
Well, good morning. It is great to be here in Titletown today. And I want to start by, first of all, thanking Christy for hosting us here at their Democratic headquarters in Green Bay, which it's one of 44 offices across the state. I also want to thank former Minority Leader Gordon Hintz for talking about all of the important work the Biden administration has been doing for working families and pro-union. And Anna, I just want to say thank you for sharing your story and having the courage to share this your story. We know that you are not by yourself, and that Donald Trump's extreme views on abortion has been at the detriment of women and their families. And today, really what this presidential campaign is coming down to is Donald Trump, which is all about me, versus Joe Biden, which is about we. You know, Donald Trump doesn't care about Wisconsin, and he has a record to prove it. You know, today is the first time Trump has been here in almost 2 years. You know why? He's been too busy focusing on himself. Whether that's peddling his next gimmick, like buying a Bible, or $399 sneakers that just working families can't afford, to, you know, being in court because he has 88 criminal charges against him. And as president, Donald Trump didn't do things for working families here in Wisconsin. Let's talk about his tax plan. You know, his tax plan provided tax breaks for the wealthy 1% in corporations, so the Amazons of the world paid basically zero in taxes. And my parents, who are retired public school teachers, paid more. That's not right. We look at his tax cuts alone, they increased the deficit by almost $2 trillion. That's not fiscally responsible. He went after the Affordable Care Act, wanting to deny over 200,000 Wisconsinites health care that they rely on. Just yesterday, Donald Trump was on a radio station talking about how the 2020 election was a hoax. He won. Once again, peddling a lie that is putting public officials, our clerks, election officials at risk. And as a woman standing here today, who now has fewer rights than my mother and my grandmother, we're not going to forget. It's because of Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump who appointed those three Supreme Court justices that overturned Roe v. Wade. He bragged about killing Roe and literally stacked his cabinet with anti-abortion members. I mean, they tried to repeal protections for reproductive care in the Affordable Care Act. So, look, like, he is not for Wisconsin families. And the other thing that we can't be mistaken about is that we have Eric Hovde, who has the same values that are not Wisconsin values as Donald Trump. You know, it's Eric Hovde who not only endorsed Donald Trump, but he supports overturning Roe v. Wade. He has threatened IVF treatment. He wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And he's talked about cutting Social Security, which is an entitlement that hardworking Wisconsinites earn and deserve. Meanwhile, we have President Biden and Senator Baldwin who are getting things done for Wisconsin and our country. Let's start with the economy. Last Friday, we saw the jobs report, and it reiterated Joe Biden's commanding economic leadership. The U.S. economy has seen 38 months of job growth. The nation's unemployment rate has been below 4% for 25 straight months. It's the longest stretch in over 50 years. And that's a result of the incredible leadership of Joe Biden and Tammy Baldwin. You know, they've passed the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure package, the CHIPS and Science Act. You know, Joe and Tammy have prioritized Made in America policies, and now companies are investing billions of dollars right here in Wisconsin. And you know, we're seeing it in Green Bay. Recently, Georgia Pacific has committed to expanding its Green Bay plant right here. Or if we look at the infrastructure package that is fixing our roads and our bridges, because of that infrastructure package, we're actually able to address a port right here in Green Bay, and we are making a new port terminal that's cleaning up an existing coal plant, thanks to the leadership of Joe Biden. And for healthcare, President Biden and Senator Baldwin have stood up to Big Pharma. They've lowered the price of prescription drugs by giving Medicare the ability to negotiate and actually cap out-of-pocket expenses. And Joe Biden has also been very clear. Politicians should not be making our healthcare choices. And he has supported Tammy Baldwin's Women's Health Protection Act that would finally make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. Look, it's pretty simple. Joe Biden and Tammy Baldwin care about Wisconsin, have been showing up and listening. Whether it's President Biden, who's been here already four times, listening to Wisconsinites, to Tammy Baldwin, who has crisscrossed the state, talking about the work that she has done to deliver for our state. And then we see how Democrats have been investing in offices, in 40 offices across the entire state, because we just don't show up when it's convenient. We're a part of these communities, listening to these communities. So look, now more than ever, we know how important these elections are, but at the end of the day, it's about who is delivering for the people of Wisconsin, who's got our back, and it's Joe Biden and Tammy Baldwin. They've got our backs, they care, and they have the receipts to prove it. And with that, I will open it up to questions from the press.
Michael Gold with the New York Times. One thing that you guys haven't discussed today is immigration. And the reason I bring it up is that we know Donald Trump is going to give a speech on immigration today in Michigan. He's very likely to bring it up in his rally later today. I'm curious how you respond to the criticisms that he and Republicans are making on immigration. And specifically, you know, they're talking about immigration potentially hurting working class jobs. Trump constantly on the campaign trail says these undocumented immigrants are coming over the border and they're going to cut into the wages of working class people. I wonder what your response is to that.
This goes back to, with Donald Trump, it's all about me. There was a bipartisan border security bill that had support in Congress, in the Senate, and Joe Biden was ready to sign and deliver. And it was Donald Trump who literally called members of Congress saying, don't sign it. I mean, I don't have any respect for an individual who says that the border is the most important issue, but then walks away from one of the most, you know, influential bills that could actually address the issues at the border. You can't take him seriously. Because again, it's about him. It's not about actually getting things done. And look, when he was president, I mean, we kept hearing about this wall that was going to be paid for by Mexico. And where's that wall? How is it being paid? Where is it being built? And so at the end of the day, it's who's showing up with common sense, pragmatic solutions. It's Joe Biden working across the aisle to get it done. And it was Donald Trump who interfered to stop that from happening.
At the same time, polling has shown, obviously it's not reflective of this border, bipartisan border deal that didn't come through, but polling has shown people think Trump can better handle immigration. So how do you think Democrats can address that, you know, heading into this year's election?
I think one of the things that you're going to be seeing Democrats talk about is how we understand that we need comprehensive immigration reform. You know, it's not just about building a wall. It's about making sure that our airways and our waterways are secure and being investing in the technologies of the future to do that, which is exactly what the Biden administration has been pushing. And so that's something that we are going to continue to address and talk about, because for us, it's not just rhetoric. It's reality. And we need common sense solutions to talk about and show how we are addressing it firsthand.
Sarah Dean from NBC News. How concerned are you about the organized movement to have people vote uninstructed in the primary here in Wisconsin? They've said their goal is to get 20,000 people to vote uninstructed as a protest vote against Joe Biden over his support for Israel amidst their war in Gaza, and that's about the margin that he beat Trump by here in 2020. So what's your reaction to that and their goal?
Yeah, so look, what's happening in Gaza is terrible. And at the same time, we have seen what the Biden administration has done with sending humanitarian aid to Gaza, being a leader on the world stage, because this isn't a unilateral decision that Joe Biden could just make. It's working in a larger coalition. And let's not forget, it was actually President Trump who started the ban on Muslims. That was something that he pushed. And so something that President Biden has been very clear about is that he supports people's right to voice their opinion and how they want to do that. And so we will, you know, we will look to see how things turn out. But, you know, I can tell you that President Biden is continuing to advocate on the world stage, which is exactly what we need.
Let's find Monica Thoros, Fox News. Kind of following up on Sarah's question there, how concerned are you regarding third-party candidates like RFK Jr. in regards to the primary and the general coming up? If he's going to take away votes from Biden, are you concerned?
I mean, what I think Wisconsin voters are going to look at the end of the day is who's actually going to be there and deliver. And President Biden has those receipts, whether it's the infrastructure package, the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS Act. I mean, we can go on and on and on. And that's what matters to Wisconsinites. You know, we hear all the time about the infighting that is happening for Washington and, like, not getting anything done. But with President Biden, he has gotten so many important things done that we are seeing firsthand here in Wisconsin. Whether I mentioned like the Green Bay Port that is now building a new terminal and also addressing the existing remnants of a coal plant, I mean, that matters to families here. To Georgia Pacific expanding operations here in Green Bay, those are jobs. And so we're going to continue to focus on results and delivering, because that's what people care about. Enough of the rhetoric. We just want to see the receipts.
Any other questions?
I have one more, if that's okay. You brought up the 2020 election and the radio interview that Donald Trump did yesterday. I'm curious if you see that resonating with voters. I mean, you know, I cover the Trump campaign. I talk to people in battleground states like Wisconsin all the time, and it seems like a lot of what happened on January 6th seems to have receded. A lot of the concerns seem to have receded. But obviously here in Wisconsin, you had a slate of fake electors. I wonder if you're worried that that's received in the background and that people don't take that seriously. That it's so central to the Biden campaign's message, but I wonder if you're seeing that with voters as you talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you, whether it's voters or election officials, they are, you know, I was talking to election officials recently and the threats and harassment that they are facing. You know, these individuals are not only cornerstones of our communities, but they are neighbors and friends of voters for Wisconsin. And so the more he continues to perpetuate lies, I mean, his lies have consequences. And it's something that we have seen, but we're going to continue to stand up and tell the truth.
Anyone? last questions? Any of our local stations? All good? Perfect. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.